Well, you're always busy, but a particularly busy week this week, spending a bit of time in Renmar, meeting with some growers, chatting about the fruit fly situation still.
Yeah, look, unfortunately, we've still got a bit more work to do there to make sure that we first of all, get rid of the fruit fly in the outbreak areas. But, you know, I think it's a lesson in that we can all work a little bit better together, the state and the federal government. So hopefully we'll resolve some of the issues the growers still have in the next few hours.
Well, good you're getting down there at ground level and having a chat to them about it. It's a good start.
Well, look, absolutely. And that's the whole reason why, you know, I think we have to make sure as politicians we spend more time out talking to people in our communities, because it's amazing what you find out when you actually go out there and sit down in an orchard with a grower and he tells you, you know, straight up what it's all about. So it was great. Fantastic opportunity to hear firsthand what the growers are really going through.
You also spent some time with Relationships Australia in Berry earlier in the week. What was the outcome of that?
Well, obviously, there's been a lot of discussion around family violence of recent days, and I was very keen to speak to them to find out what's going on in the Riverland, to hear whether they've actually seen any increase in the number of people who've been seeking their support and help. And sadly, they have seen an increase in people needing their services. So we're also talking about ways we can improve what we're doing, way we can help more people. And most importantly, how we can actually educate the population around domestic violence is just unacceptable. Doesn't matter which way you look at it, it is just not acceptable.
Because you're, the new role that you've picked up, Minister for Women's Safety, as well as Minister for Families and Social Services, that's important information that you're getting, again, at ground level.
Yeah, look, I met with a couple of the workers, seniors, workers at Relationships Australia, and just hearing from them what they're experiencing day on day makes you realise how much further we've got to go as a nation. And but the reality is that it doesn't matter how many laws I pass or how many pieces of paper with AVOs that police issue, unless the AVOs are enforced and then unless the public actually accepts that they've got to stop doing this in the first place, we've got a real challenge ahead of us. So hopefully working with the Relationships Australia and organisations like them, we can start changing the dial. But, it's a big job ahead of us.
Also in that role, Minister for Women's Safety, you went and spoke to the 6 and 7 students at the Renmark Catholic School about that role, gave them a bit of an outline. Good to get in there with the younger folk.
Oh, look, it was fantastic. I met with the Year 6 and 7, and they've been doing a project around bullying. And what they've done is they've done posters about how they felt about bullying, and there were some fantastic posters, not just because they were tremendously talented little artists, but there were some really clear messages, and I got some great photos, and the kids were really keen for me to be sharing them as part of the program about going out and teaching respectful behaviour. And I was just so incredibly impressed. So a great shout out to Remark, St Joseph, Mr Reeks and for doing this project. It was just fantastic to see what the kids were thinking. And if the kids are thinking like this now, hopefully they'll carry those thoughts into the future and realise that, sometimes your actions have actual impacts on other people that you don't actually realise. And when you were seeing what these kids were saying, realising bullying is having quite a significant impact and it's got to stop.
Now the big one. This is the big one. We're heading into May. And that means it's federal budget time. This would be taking up a bit of your time at the moment, the budget being handed down. What type of initiatives is this budget going to contain?
Yeah, well, look, obviously I'm not going to front run the budget or necessarily say what's in the budget, but I think it's probably fair to say it's going to be very strongly focused around jobs. I think Josh Frydenberg, the Treasurer, came out yesterday and said the most important thing that we can do for a nation is to get every single person who we can into a job, because that's the way that our economic recovery is going to be built. Because it won't be built on government spending, it'll be built on business-led recovery, and a business-led recovery means jobs for all Australians. So very focused on jobs, but also the services Australians rely on. And we saw through the pandemic that there was a great reliance on the government services, and we were delighted to be in a position to be able to support Australians through the pandemic. And lastly, I think it's very much about safety, whether it be safety in my area of women's safety and around things like domestic violence and respect at work, or whether it be national safety and making sure that our borders remain safe. and that we save from the coronavirus pandemic. So I think they're probably the three pillars, jobs and more jobs, making sure that we provide the services Australians rely on and making sure we keep Australians safe.
Now, jobs, getting people into work, it's important. And March, a little bit of movement with the unemployment rate. I mean, any movement is great when it comes to a decrease, that's for sure.
Oh, look, unquestionably. I mean, I don't think anybody, if you'd sat down with us 9 months ago and said that we would be sitting here in April and talking about an unemployment rate of 5.6, I think you would have all thought we were stark raving mad. So the recovery has been much stronger than we expected. We are seeing extraordinary high levels of job advertisements. So very encouraging for anybody who hasn't got a job. There are jobs out there, so, you know, certainly don't be despondent. Get out there and have a look. May not be the job that you necessarily want, but, you know, if you have a job, you're much more likely to get another job than you are if you remain unemployed. So very, very good news. The other really good news is, we still continue to see quite a significantly steady decrease in the number of people that are receiving welfare payments. So that's great news as well. So Australia's done pretty well through the pandemic, but it's not over yet.
Okay. Certainly a good result there. Thanks for joining us this morning. Good to catch up with you, the Honourable Anne Rustin, Senator. And we'll do it again in a couple of weeks. We'll get right into the budget then.
Absolutely. We'll have much more to tell you about the budget when I can talk about it.
All right. Look, you're all embargoed at the moment.